Welcome to the Water Trough, where we can't make you drink, but we will make you think. My name is Ed Drozd of the Small Business Doctor, and I'm really excited you chose to join me here as we discuss topics that are important for small business folks just like you. If you're looking for ideas, inspiration, and possibility, you've come to the right place. Join us as we take steps to help you create the healthy business that you've always wanted. Hey folks, this is Ed Drozd of the Small Business Doctor. Welcome back to the Water Trough, where we can't make you drink, but we will make you think. Now think about that. We can't make you drink, but we will make you think. It's not my job to tell you what to do or how to do it. It's my hope to inspire you to think deeper about the things you do or the things you possibly could do. Today, my topic, marketing, no PhD required, might sound like a how-to sort of conversation. Let's start by saying, I am not a professional marketing person, never have been and never intended to be. But there is some inspiration I hope to impart here, things that I've learned over the course of time, and things that might be useful for you in developing your own marketing efforts. For sure, if you're in small business, you understand the importance of marketing. Being able to get your message out there is critical. You don't live in a vacuum, and you certainly can't sell or provide your services or goods in a vacuum. So when someone says marketing to you, ask yourself, what comes to mind? What does that mean for you? And it means a lot of different things for a lot of us, okay? Here's one for you. How's it going to get done? Well, what are your options anyway? You could just do it. You can learn how to do it and then go ahead and do it. Or you could hire an expert. And finally, you could even work around it. Work around it is, well, I'm not officially marketing, but I'm getting the job done. People are hearing about me somehow, maybe by the grace of God or some such thing. There are four things I believe are really important when we talk about marketing. And these are very fundamental things that I do believe are applicable for anyone in any role, any position where marketing is important. The first of these is intent. What is the purpose of your marketing effort? Now, I like to think if the answer is to sell, you haven't thought deep enough. Because selling itself is an end goal, but it's not really your full intention. It takes a lot to lead up to that sale. So ask yourself, what truly is your intent for your marketing effort? Is it about getting more customers? Is it about engaging a higher quality of customer? Is it about teaching people things? Is it about giving information that will be of value to others, such as this podcast? What is your intent in your marketing effort? Once you know this, then it's possible to craft your marketing effort. The second of these fundamental considerations is the audience. Who are you trying to reach? What do you know about them? And what makes them unique? You see, you have to have an audience. You have to know who your audience is in order to create a message that is going to resonate with them. So who are they? Are they folks between 18 and 35 years old? Are they male or female or both? Are they in a particular geographic sector? And so on and so forth. Then what do you know about those people? What motivates them? In short, what makes them unique? In crafting your marketing plan, in crafting your marketing approach, it's important to know as much about your audience as you possibly can. Because remember, while the marketing might be designed to reach the audience, if you don't know who they are or anything about them, there's no way to reach them. The third fundamental is what I call venue. Where does your intended audience go to get the message? Some people will read journals, and so you might make a marketing effort by putting something of an advertisement nature or a informational white paper in a journal that they would see. Some people have a tendency to be stuck in traffic, and they're driving in the road, and billboards are a great place where they're going to get the message. The venue reflects the audience. It reflects their usual go-to place for the messaging. Think outside the box. And venue goes back to the audience themselves. Again, the more you know, the better you know the audience, the more apt you are to know where they're going to go to get the message. The most important fundamental, I believe, is the content. The content that you put out there has to be designed in such a way to attract the attention of the audience and to deliver the desired message. But while the content is the most important piece, it's totally worthless without the benefit of intent, audience, and venue. If you don't have those things, then it simply won't be enough. You see, the intent, the audience, and the venue, they inform the content. The sort of content you could put on a billboard is vastly different than the kind you put on a white paper in a professional journal. The kind of content that you put into an advertisement is totally different than the sort that you would put into a book. And so on and so forth. Your intent, your audience, and your venue inform the content. So while the content is the most important, it's the ability to use the intent, audience, and venue to make that content really sizzle, to make it attractive. Your content is worded to convey your intent. Again, your content is worded to convey your intention. You see, your intent, provided it's been adequately elucidated, is precisely the goal that you're trying to meet. So the words that you use, the content that you create, is designed to convey that intent explicitly. Your content is designed to appeal to your audience. Again, going back to what we said before, if you know your audience, and the more you know about your audience, you're able to design content that is consistent with your intention, but that will have appeal to the audience. For marketing to be effective, you must first garner the attention of the audience. If you can't get their attention, they're not going to A, find your message at all, or B, sit around long enough to hear it. Finally, content is shaped by the venue through which it's delivered. Again, you can't put a whole heck of a lot on a billboard. You got to be very careful about what you put out there, what you provide, what sort of presentation you put together. The content is shaped by the venue through which it is delivered. So, again, the elements are interdependent, but they're meant to be used in the order provided. Okay? It's important, number one, to be clear about your intent. Knowledge of the audience then will allow you to create content that will convey the message of your intention to these folks. And remember, if perchance you happen to give this task to someone else, if you hire a marketing professional, and I won't dismiss the importance of that at all, you want to have this information available for them. The best of marketing professionals will certainly request them of you or will help you to elucidate these things. Because this information is vital to whomever produces your marketing message. So in conclusion, Your goal is to deliver a message that conveys your intent to the audience you desire in a venue they're most likely to frequent. I hope this helps. This is Ed Drozd, the Small Business Doctor. And until we meet again, I'd like to wish you a healthy business.